From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We welcome you to another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. Today, Dr. Alan Cairns continues a series of studies in the life of Abraham as he brings the next portion of a message entitled, God's Remedy for Fear. In the face of Abraham's despondency over the delay in having the promised son, the Lord appeared to him in a special revelation with the reassuring words, Fear not, Abraham, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. The narrative shows us God's method in dealing with his discouraged saints. First, the word of God came to Abraham, causing him to focus on the Lord and giving him hope. Then, God emphasized his eternal and unchanging nature, I am. Furthermore, in verse 6 of chapter 15, God set Christ before Abraham as the object of faith. Dr. Cairns will come to the message shortly. First, here is a devotional thought from Faith's Checkbook, a collection from the pen of the great 19th century English preacher, Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is entitled, Joyful Security. The text is Isaiah 41 and verse 10. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Fear of falling is wholesome. To be venturesome is no sign of wisdom. Times come to us when we feel that we must go down unless we have a very special support. Here we have it. God's right hand is a grand thing to lean upon. Mind, it is not only his hand, though it keepeth heaven and earth in their places, but his right hand, his power united with skill, his power where it is most dexterous. Nay, this is not all. It is written, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness, that hand which he uses to maintain his holiness and to execute his royal sentences. This shall be stretched out to hold up his trusting ones. Fearful is our danger, but joyful is our security. The man whom God upholds, devils cannot throw down. Weak may be our feet, but almighty is God's right hand. Rough may be the road, but omnipotence is our upholding. We may boldly go forward. We shall not fall. Let us lean continually where all things lean. God will not withdraw his strength, for his righteousness is there as well. He will be faithful to his promise and faithful to his Son, and therefore faithful to us. How happy ought we to be? Are we not so?
Shout for joy to the King.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We'd like to say that we're greatly encouraged by the response of you, our listeners, to these broadcasts. We appreciate the letters, emails, and phone calls we've received from so many of you, some wanting to say thank you and telling us how much the Lord has blessed your heart through His Word, some speaking of life-changing experiences found through the preaching of the gospel. Some have written to ask for the literature that we offer here on the program. We want to remind you of the LTBS Audio Magazine. This is available in CD format only and is similar in content to the LTBS Quarterly Magazine, containing articles of great spiritual interest as well as sacred music that will point you to the Lord Jesus Christ. You may have a free copy of LTBS Audio Magazine simply by writing to LTBS, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's LTBS, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the broadcast, you may like to visit us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Now, don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a new feature on the website. During recent months, Dr. Cairns has been receiving questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues. The LTBS radio website now contains video clips of Dr. Cairns providing answers to these and many other questions. He'll be dealing with such subjects as, did God create evil? What does it mean to call no man father? What is the unpardonable sin? Does Hebrews teach that Christians can lose their salvation? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You are sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
We're living in a world of many, many trials and afflictions for the people of God. There are many things that you and I have to face, and we've got to stand back and say, we don't always know what God is doing and why God is doing it, and we don't always feel adequate to the task, but we can lift up our eyes and we can see the great Jehovah is still the great I Am. That's my confidence. Then he says, I am thy shield. That's our defense. You're worried about the armies of the Babylonians. I'm your defense. I'm your shield. That's a beautiful picture, you know. We talk about the shield of faith. It's not really what the Lord's talking about here. And there's a wonderful, wonderful truth in the shield of faith, obviously, since it's biblical. But I want us to go a little beyond that and realize that Jehovah Himself is our shield. Nothing, no dart of the devil, no attack of hell can ever touch the soul of a believer unless first it penetrates our shield. No attack of the devil can ever destroy the one who's hiding behind that shield unless first of all it destroys the shield. Now that's what the Lord is saying to Abram. I am thy shield. I'm your defense. The sooner you see that, the better for your peace of mind. And the more you grasp that, the more certainty, the more comfort you're going to enjoy in life. And then I am thy exceeding great reward. Actually, there's a great doubt as to whether the Lord was intending him to believe, I am thy reward, or thy reward shall be great, because I am, and I am your shield. There's some who think the Lord doesn't give himself as a reward, but he provides a great reward to his faithful people. Actually, I must confess, however exact the translation, thy reward shall be great or shall increase greatly. I think that's a very accurate translation. But I must confess, I have a great personal liking, I was going to say prejudice, for how the Authorized Version puts it. For you see, despite the scholars saying much to the contrary, God is the reward of his people. And we're not left to opinions about that. In Philippians, for instance, the Apostle Paul sets Christ before us as our gain and as our goal. To me, to live is Christ and to die is gain. I have often told you John Calvin's translation of that. To me, both in life and in death, Christ is my gain. The Lord says, I'm your reward. I provide the reward, yes, but I am your reward. Here's your confidence, I am. Here is your defense, I am your shield. Here is your recompense, I am your reward. Abraham had just given up a fortune for the Lord's sake. By the laws of war, he had just won the treasures of the entire area around the Dead Sea. He had gone after the armies that had leveled those cities and had taken away all their riches. He had taken those back, and the king of Sodom came to Abram and he said, these are yours now. Just give me back my people and you take the riches. Abram said, no, take them to yourself. I wouldn't take a shoe latchet or a thread from the king of Sodom. Take it all. I like that, you know. Must say I admire Abraham's spirituality. I like a man who will be spiritual and obey God even when it hurts. And especially even when it hurts his pocketbook. An awful lot of people whose spirituality suddenly comes to an end when it costs them money. But this was not Abraham. He had given up a fortune. And in his gloom and depression, it would appear to me that one of the thoughts in his mind was, well, was it really worth it? Was it really necessary? Did I really do the right thing? Can you hear the hiss of the old serpent coming along? Abraham, could you not have put that money to much better use than the king of Sodom will put it? And the Lord just quells that troubled sea. And he says to Abraham, he said, I am thy great reward. No man ever was a loser by giving up anything for God. He that loseth his life shall gain it. I want to tell you something, my friend. If you say you're a Christian and you are intent on holding on to as much as you possibly can, and you're protecting this interest, whether it's financial or otherwise, you're protecting this and you're protecting that and you're protecting the other thing, and you're that busy looking after your own interest that you're not able or willing to abandon yourself to serve your God as He commands you in His book, you will lose, not gain. You will lose. The one who saves his life will lose it. The one who loses everything for the cause of Christ is always the gainer. That's what Abraham was finding out. This is what the Lord does when we are down and defeated. He comes to us. He opens up His Word. And He shows us Himself. It's the first element in the remedy for fear and depression. Could I say to you, get to the book. Christian, get to the book. Get alone with God. Pray Moses' prayer again and again. Lord, I beseech Thee, show me Thy glory. Show me Thyself. Make me understand. Now, listen carefully. Not why this is happening to me. Not why I have to suffer. But make me understand how great my God is. The first answer when you're down and depressed. The second ingredient is obviously the gospel of Christ. That's what verse 6, well, the whole chapter, but especially verse 6 is all about. He believed in the Lord and He counted it to him for righteousness, or He counted righteousness unto him. Whose righteousness? The righteousness of Christ. Here are all the essential elements of the gospel. Now listen, the gospel has many uses. One is to point sinners the way to heaven. If you're in this meeting tonight without Christ, this is the gospel you need. God sets Christ before you. The promised seed. This is the promise that started way back in Genesis 3, verse 15. It's the promise that's carried on through the whole prophetic scriptures. It's the promise fulfilled in the New Testament. To Him give all the prophets witness. Christ is set before Abraham and He's set before you as the object of faith. God says, here is the only Savior. Here is the only one in whom there is the blessing of God for the souls of men, the forgiveness of God for the sins of men, the salvation of God for all eternity. To sinners born in sin, shaped in iniquity, and headed for destruction. It's in Christ. Behold Christ. That's what God was saying to Abraham. That's what God is saying to you. Man, if you get your eyes in the world, it will lead you to hell. Get your eyes on the church and it'll lead you to hell. But get your eyes on Christ and he'll lead you to heaven. It's the very first thing about the gospel. It sets forth the Lord Jesus Christ. Whom do you need? Christ. He's the one you need. What's more, Christ is not gained by giving, but by receiving. Christ is not gained by buying, but by believing. Christ is not gained because of your works for Him, but because of His work for you. Christ is received by faith without works. And that's the glorious truth of Genesis 15 and verse 6. He believed. And he believed in the Lord. Theologians speak about faith. And they use a couple of Latin terms. I don't know why they're so much in love with Latin there, but they use these terms because, I suppose I do know why, it's because it's a dead language. And the great thing about a dead language is a word never changes its meaning. That's why, through the centuries, Latin was the language of theology. So, we'll get that out of the way. They talk about faith as assensus, which is the English word assent. I agree. There's an awful lot of people and they say, I have faith, when they only have the faith of assent. I agree. There are some of you here tonight. And if I say the Bible says you're born in sin, you say, I agree. The Bible says Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I agree. He died on the cross for our sins. I agree. He rose again the third day. I agree. It is only by faith in Him that you can be saved. I agree. You go right down the line of the gospel and you nod your head in assent. But assent is not saving faith. It is but the first part of saving faith. The second word that they use regarding faith is the Latin noun fiducia, which includes assent, gives us the English word fiduciary. What does it mean? It means trust. A belief that trusts everything to what God has said about Christ. And that's saving faith. Don't tell me you're a Christian when all you do is nod your head like a puppet saying, I agree to the facts of the gospel, if you have never from the heart trusted the Christ whom the gospel is presenting. Don't tell me you're a Christian. You're still an unbeliever. The devil nods his head in assent to every single truth about the gospel. He has more sense than many. He knows the truth. Does that save them? No, sir. If you could go into hell tonight, you wouldn't find one person who could not assent to the truth of every single thing in the gospel. But you'll not find one who is trusting. Abraham believed with the belief of personal trust. That's how God sets forth Christ. Trust Him. Trust Him. And you'll be saved.
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at faithfpc@freepres.org. That's faithfpc@freepres.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.freepres.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free, 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us once again as we let the Bible speak.